Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Spirit FM. And now, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May, all seeing, all sensing, all knowing. Sarah May, the celebrity's choice, the top UK medium of TV and radio, will be sharing her natural empathic healing gift with you to communicate to the spirit world, sharing music, special guests, and much more. The airwaves are now open to connect. Call Sarah now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or connect to Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM and connect via Skype. And now, please welcome Sarah May.
Well, hello, good evening and welcome and good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is the Medium Sarah May Show. I think we've got a little bit of an echo going on here. Okay. Right, I'm going to continue anyway. I'd like to welcome you to the show this evening. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to a song, first of all. Wings of Change by the Scorpions, and then we'll come back to you.
Tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday.
Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live road trip at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, hello, and on that note, this is take two. We had a few gremlins in the works there, and I think what had happened was I was trying to work out how to connect through the blog talk via Skype earlier, and I left it open. So what's happened is when I started the show off, I've got a major feedback, and I could hear everything three times. So all looking good. I think it's Matt James and I. Matt, we are jinxed.
I think we are, Sarah. This happened last week, if you remember.
It did. So I'd like to welcome you anyway, Matt, and I do apologise for the rude start to the show.
And, well, you're apologising for it. It's all part and parcel of working with the spirit world, as we both know. I think I put in a PM yesterday that who knows what's going to happen, but no doubt the spirit world will have something up their sleeve for us.
You preempted this, Matt, and I knew when you wrote that, I thought, right, here we go.
Blame me.
Oh, Matt's fault. Everybody, no, it's mine. I had a Sharon in the background. Let's be honest here, folks. We're very honest. Well, I would like to welcome each and every one of you to the Connecting with Medium Sarah, Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May show, and my fantastic guest, Mr. Matthew James. And I think the gremlins are gone now, Matt. You know, we've decided this is it now, and we're going to roll.
I've got my toes crossed and I've got my fingers crossed. So.
Glad about that. Matt, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay, obviously from the accent, people can sort of detect that I am actually a palm. I'm actually from the UK. I'm living in Australia. I'm in Canberra, which is in the ACT, which is like a little state within New South Wales. I've been over here since 2008 in Australia, but I've been in the Southern Hemisphere since 2002. I've been a working medium clairvoyant for over 25 years. It's since about the 80s that I actually started. I work with basically all the clairs, all the traditional clairs, the clairsentience, the clairaudience, the clairvoyance. I've got the claircognizance. They're all basically active, depending on the form of communication that the spirit world decides to work with me. I do live stand-up shows. I do platform mediumship, as well as private readings at home, on Skype, via telephone, via radio, and also in various expos that I've done here in Australia. I've done them in New Zealand, and I've also done them in the UK. So, yeah, I've sort of been an active medium clairvoyant, like I say, for probably over half of my life. So, this is sort of the path that I very much walk now, Sarah.
Absolutely fantastic, Matt. And you've travelled afar. You're from, obviously, near Blackpool, as you said last week, and you're living in Australia now. Do you think that's your last stop now, Matt, or do you think there's more travel for you?
As far as where we live goes, I would imagine that this is now our home base, Canberra, because it's very much, we class it very much as home. But as far as actual travelling, jumping on a plane and going elsewhere goes, well, we've got sort of a few things in the pipeline, and we're always on the go here in Australia. We're always travelling.
Lovely. Okay. And Matt, how do we get hold of you if we want to have a private reading with you?
Right, you go on my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. So that's really easy to remember. It's matthewjamesmedium.com. And then there is a page which will tell you all about the readings that I do and how to connect with me and obviously how to pay, because everything's prepaid or paid by PayPal. There are some PayPal portals on there, and I've got one for Australian clients, and I've also set one up for UK clients, because I know that the price of readings over here in Australia don't necessarily match the price of readings when you do the conversion in the UK. So I've set a portal up for for people in the UK. It's all on the page of my website.
Lovely. So we can all get you on there, www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Yeah?
That's correct.
I'm glad I got that right, Matt.
sorry if I sound a little bit sleepy. It's sort of 8:20 in the morning here, so I'm still in the motions of waking up.
That's okay, Matt. We'll let you off, but I know it won't affect the way that you're working.
No, that's true. It won't.
They just come in, don't they, and they'll link with us, no matter how tired we are or where we are.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, right. So producer has put Matt's link there in the chat room for all of you, so you can contact with Matt via that website if you want to. Okay. I think maybe timing's right here, Matt. Even though it all went the wrong way round, timing's right for bringing in our first reading. Do you want to start with that, Matt, or do you want me to start with it?
We'll let you start, and then I can then link in as well, if that's okay.
Okay, no problems at all. All right then, Jill, darling, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hello, have you heard the crazy goings on, Jill?
I don't think so.
You're speaking to Sarah May, sweetheart. Whereabouts are you?
Excuse me, what did you say?
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Illinois.
Illinois, lovely. Okay. I'm going to have a link in with you and see what I've got. Was there anything specifically you wanted me to look at, or do you just want me to see what's here?
See what's there, and also I'm kind of finding out some things about my sister that is becoming uncovered, where she really doesn't care about my welfare.
Right. Okay, well, let's just see what the spirit world, who I've got in the spirit world, and we'll see if we can have a look at that for you. Okay, Jill. As I sense at the moment, I've got gritty eyes, so my eyes are very dry and very gritty, and I've got a very drawing around the chest area, and I'm getting a sense that either somebody passed with breast cancer or there's been breast cancer in the family. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I've had breast cancer, and so has my mother.
Okay, my darling. And is Mom in spirit or is she here?
She's in spirit. She did not die from that, but she had it.
That's okay. They don't always tell me what they've died with. They just give me physical feelings. And she's just telling me about this, okay, which is something that links with you and her and links you both together. And, of course, who's Maureen around you, Jill?
Okay. Is it me or is it my sister?
Maureen, have you got a Maureen around you?
Maureen, no one that I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know whether that's an American name, but just take the name anyway because it's been given to me, all right?
Okay.
Now, who's got the May birthday?
My grandmother. May 15th. No.
Okay. So she's linking in as well. So we've got quite a strong female presence here, which is probably needed. They're giving me upsets around about the July time. So did this sort of come about around about July where you found something out, and was it connected around paperwork?
Could be.
Right. Did you actually find something out in July, sweetheart?
What happened? I'm sorry, what did you say?
In the month of July, did something happen around you and your sister?
Not this July, no.
Okay, but has it been a prominent...
There was something I started thinking about that I needed to confront my sister with, but I had not talked to her about it till a month ago.
Right, okay. No, I get July has been relevant with this, so maybe it's a July in the past where something, there was a big eruption or something, because they're giving me that month around it. Who gets tingly fingers, numb fingers?
That might have been my dad.
Your dad, and dad's in spirit as well, so you're surrounded. Can I give you, I've got Matthew here with me, but I do want to give you the name Matthew as well. Can you take a Matthew, sweetheart?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Just take that because they're just giving that to me to give to you.
I had a roommate at one time named Matt, and we think he killed himself.
Okay. I've got him here then. I've got chest pains, sweetheart. Is this granddad that had the chest pains or dad? Because I've got a male energy around me where I've got chest pains, but I feel like there's been an impact in my chest.
Okay, that could be Matt because his car crashed into a tree.
Okay, darling. Now, he wants to come and say hello to you for some reason. And maybe he wants to come and say goodbye because he didn't get the chance to say goodbye to you. You know, obviously with that kind of situation, he's almost like he wanted to just close that off and say, you know, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye, but I am around you, okay?
Okay.
He shows me the colour red around you as well, sweetheart, so I don't know whether you've been wearing red today or you've been thinking about wearing something red.
Okay.
All right, do you understand that?
Yes.
Good. Now, red is the colour of confidence, okay? You can take things on when you're wearing this red colour. Now, as far as your sister's concerned, is she not too well herself?
You know what? I wouldn't know because she doesn't really communicate.
Right, because I get a sense that I'm depressed, I'm very low, and I'm not well in myself. That's the feeling I get around her.
Yes.
There has been something around paperwork connected with her as well. I can't understand how a sister can affect another sister with paperwork, but I've got some connection around paperwork with you, okay?
Yes.
Whether it's letters sent to people or messages sent to people, I can just see that. My sense with it, though, Jill, is to rise above it. Easier said than done. It's not worth giving it the energy. I look at it very black and white here, and you're probably thinking, why me? And I can understand that, but I just feel she's just not happy, and it's almost like she's taking it out on you. Do you understand?
Yes, but it's like we're middle-aged, and I'm tired of being the punching bag of the family. It has affected my health, my well-being, my life, all of it.
Okay, if that were me, and this is me, I wouldn't allow it. I'd maybe pull away from it and not allow them, not give them the energy, and I would really think about me. I wouldn't allow other people to affect me like that, and that's easier said than done, but I think if you could look at it like that, it would be a lot easier for you. Almost like grow yourself, love yourself, bring things in that you really like, you really enjoy. Somebody's given you a chocolate fudge brownie. Okay, so don't know whether somebody used to make the chocolate fudge brownies, but they're giving you a chocolate fudge brownie. And to me, when spirit give you food, that is, it's love, it's nurturing, it's something that's special to you, okay? Jill, I'm going to let Matt link in with you because I'm sure he's sat there and he's got loads of stuff for you. So I'm going to hand over to Matt and I'd like to say thank you for talking to me.
Thank you. That
darling.
Was wonderful.
That's okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Jill. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Hi, Jill. As Sarah was making that first connection with you, I saw the radiation sign, which indicated there was obviously chemotherapy around a situation here. Obviously, I learnt from Sarah that you've had breast cancer, but I knew the lady that was giving me this information was ridiculously tired towards the end of her life because I got this real tiredness with her, and I understand this is more than likely your mother from what I've heard from what Sarah was saying. What's been given to me is this feeling of rather anxiousness and watching from on high, not being able to resolve anything between you and your sister, and also this feeling that even on the earth plane, it was almost impossible to resolve this issue. I've also got what I now know is your father connecting, having this anger, having this angerness about this bitterness, and another sort of insight here about this situation not being able to be resolved. I've got a very practical-minded gentleman here saying that really, 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 you've got to somehow move on from this situation, separate yourself completely from any of the bitterness that has occurred, and make some sort of fresh start in your life. Now, are you at all considering a house move or moving on with a house?
Well, that's kind of the problem right now. I live in my parents' house, and my sisters want me to move.
Because I got the words move on, move. Is there any way you can move in with somebody else? Because there's an issue here about you letting go and moving on.
Okay.
It's not losing the fight. It's moving on, then you've not got the bitterness and you've not been watched, because I'm aware that somebody seems to scrutinize you or watch you, watch your every move. So the feeling
okay.
I've got here is it's all about your own sanity here to move on.
Okay.
Do you understand the particular anger from your father, and do you understand this particular helplessness from your mum who watched on and couldn't do anything about this?
Yes.
I mean, I could almost erupt here, and I could almost go be furious. I could almost let a temper come out here, almost like it's still going on, and it's grown people, somebody bearing a grudge against you. I understand this. A lot of this is jealousy, and a lot of this probably stemmed from childhood. And somebody needs to literally put down the hatchet, lay down the hatchet, bury the hatchet, and just resolve this situation, because it's affecting everybody's health.
What is the jealousy about?
I think it's just literal sibling rivalry is what's being emphasized to me here. It's just clearly, it just stems from something genetic. That's the almost the way that I get it here. It's just over something or nothing. I mean, how long has this this battle been going on?
Okay, I'm sorry.
How long has this battle been going on? Because somebody's referring to this is a few decades, this.
It's been going on for forever.
So it's 40-odd years then, at least, is it? Because they were on about a few decades.
Yes.
And can you remember what started it all off? Because from the way that it's been given to me, it seems like it's over something or nothing.
Right. It's all about that our parents didn't treat us fairly, and my oldest sister had to have everything, and we couldn't have anything. So
right.
What they did was overgave her and didn't give my sister and I anything. They gave us nothing.
So it is jealousy, but and it's a scenario of, wow.
Yeah.
The anger from the father must be blaming the mother here. It must be your mum that's being blamed by your father.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And she's like helpless. She's watching this situation and she's literally going, well, can't get out of this. We can't get out of this. Nobody can get out of this. They should be able to lay down the hatchet while they're not doing it. I can't understand this. So there is a confusion. There was a confused state towards the end of her life. That's the way I'm feeling it here.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because the connection that I have got, I normally can glean by how easy I get information or how difficult I get information as to the state of the mind of the person that's communicating. Your mother is, she was never really concerned about her own health. That's the problem here. She was almost putting her head in the sand with things and saying, oh, no, I haven't got this, I haven't got that, I'm just imagining this, I'll be fine. And then I'm being hit with a temperature here, meaning that I think towards the end of her life, there was a really increasing temperature with her, because I'm suddenly sweating.
Yes.
And also, did she get blinding headaches as well? Because I've got the front area of my head, I've got a bit of a pounder coming on.
You know what? She had so much morphine at the end. I'm not sure.
Right, because that could be a court. Right, I can understand her confused state. If she was absolutely high on morphine, then you wouldn't have got a sense a sense out of her. You wouldn't have got any word of sense out of her, this lady. And I don't know, I almost feel drunk when I'm talking. But I'm chewing on something. Did she chew on mints or chew on even something that, because she had indigestion, one of those little Rennies or something? Did she chew on something?
Right, yeah, she was eating prunes for a while. She was like, I don't know what it was about prunes.
It was prunes. This doesn't taste like prunes to me, Jill. This tastes more like one of those powdery indigestion tablets, unless this is your father now that's trying to make a contact.
Okay.
Because I've got to say that I'm being drawn to like an indigestion tablet that indicates that somebody had bad reflux, had bad wind.
My dad did.
Right, because this is why I understand. All of a sudden, I've got a clarity, and Father's trying to make a connection. Realize he's got a connection with you. Realizes you're the one that it's all the emphasis, all the weight, all the pressure's been put onto. And he's like saying to me, get out of the bunker, get out of that war zone, get out of it. You'll feel better because if you can get out of that vibration, you can get out of that space, you'll get your headspace back. So why are you so reluctant to give up the house? Is it for monetary reasons that you're remaining? Because for health reasons, it is not the best place to remain because you're very sensitive.
Right.
So you're obviously picking up all the vibes in the house and you're picking everything up. And there's almost this is saying, for your own good, go somewhere, have a break. He's literally saying, go across the railroad track, go to the other side of town, go as far away as you need to do, but go away.
Okay.
And it's not go away, go away, I want you to go away. It's more a concern.
Well, I get it.
Look,
yeah.
You can be quite stubborn in your own way. Just give the fight up because you ain't going to win it.
Okay.
If you can make sense of that, what's the reference to across the railroad track or the other side of town? What's across there?
Well, I live right next to a railroad track, actually.
So you've got to cross the railroad track. You go to the other side of town. Is there any hills or is there anything of significant in that direction? Because I'm almost looking like the hills or a significant reserve or something that way, a nature reserve that way.
Yes.
Because he's saying, head that way. It's almost, go back to nature, go there, go somewhere quiet. Go to a quiet suburb somewhere.
Yes.
Now, your eyesight is improving. I mean, I was almost going to say, hang on a minute, is there a reference to eyesight? But he's almost saying, is your eyesight improving?
Well, I had really bad eyes and I had eye surgery, so I don't have to wear glasses.
Right, so that's the reference that he's asking, is your eyesight improving? Obviously, aware you've had that surgery, you're able then to read quite freely. You're obviously able to now get on with things. That's one less worry to think about.
Yes.
It's clearly showing me indications of looking at a realtor, looking at real estate, looking at another venture or another place, and you being able to actually, he's literally showing me the financial pocket and saying, well, look, it might be a little bit tight, but it's not going to be all that bad what you're going to end up with.
Okay.
Now, all I will say is that mother's a little bit embarrassed. I'm going to say that the condition I had before was the condition that she had when she passed. Obviously, it was given to me to just show what she passed with. The state of mind, the state of consciousness she's in now is clearly not that condition. And she's symbolically showing me that she's walking away from this communication, this contact, shaking her head, looking at herself, almost looking at herself, brushing herself down and saying, well, I think I did my best, but I don't think people on the earth plane will think I did my best. The father figure is literally saying to Jill, look, you have done your best. There's absolutely no reflection on you, Jill, that anything that's occurred is a result of you. You are a victim in all of this. Always remember that.
Yes, true.
Now, can I leave you your mother and father's love with you here? Because I know that there are going to be other people on the show that are going to be wanting readings. And I know your father is hugging this space because He has a reluctance to leave you because, I've got to say, whether you believe it or not, he did feel very close and very loyal to you.
Okay. Thank you. So,
it's a pleasure, Jill. It was lovely talking to you, and I hope that has
Thank
actually
you.
Helped.
Yes, you were. Thank you. And you spent a lot of time. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Sarah, you're there.
I am, I am. Thank you, Jill, darling. And thank you, lovely. Thank you for that, Matt. A lot of evidence there. Wonderful. We are going to bring another caller in, though. And I think we've got Sarah on the line. Are you there, Sarah?
Yeah, if you can hear me.
I can hear you, sweetheart. And can I ask where you're calling from?
The Midlands.
Yay! Matthew, we have a lady from the Midlands here.
Okay.
In England. Do you want to start off on this one, Matt?
I certainly can. Sarah, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Happy now, I know the microphone's working.
Good, yeah. Obviously, you can probably still detect my Blackpool accent, my Lancashire accent, even though I've been away for 10 years. But as soon as I connected with your voice, one, I got shivers. I got a real sort of shivery presence feeling. And then I actually got inflicted with a bit of a heart condition here. I feel I'm going on grandfather vibration. Do you have an ability yourself, or do you have an awareness yourself? Because that's what's being emphasised here.
Yeah, I've been told by a couple of friends that I'm quite sensitive to surroundings and things like that.
Do you know if you've got this specific presence around you, would it surprise you if you've got a grandfather here?
Not at all. No,
this is the guy who's wanting to make. Do you know if he was in? I mean, I'm literally going with what he's given me, and I'm getting a reference to the Archers here, and I remember the Archers to be a radio program. Do you know if he listened to the Archers and he was very much into the radio and listening to the radio?
He hated the telly. Yeah, so
it was anything but the TV. That's fine, because I know he's rabbiting on about the Archers and Archers episodes to me, and going on about how he wishes the life that everybody's leading was a bit like the Archers. It's a little bit like everything's got out of control, and he's referring to your life pattern at the minute. It seems to have got out of control at the minute.
Yeah, that'd be about right.
he's given me a hearing problem, whether he had on his left side, whether he had a hearing aid or he had a literal earache, but he's whittering on about his other half giving him earache, and I've got a feeling that she is about, if she's over here, she's about to make her presence felt, because I feel my ears are burning and he's getting earache from her.
If you'd have known them, that is very true.
What people don't realise is, me as a physical medium, I get the actual conditions they had, and my ears are really sore, like I'm about to get, what have I said wrong? What have I said wrong? It's a case of the scenario of somebody asked a question, yes was the wrong answer, no was the wrong answer, and you didn't do anything at all, it was the wrong answer.
Yeah, whatever you say, it's always the wrong answer.
Hang on a minute. She had a stonker of a headache. I got another one coming through with a stonker of a headache. Was she diabetic?
Is this the lady you had coming before, or another lady?
Yeah. This is around your grandfather, this.
Oh, I don't know. Granny? I'm not sure.
Because that would explain why I'm feeling dehydrated with her, why I'm feeling I've got sore kidneys here, why I'm irritable. I don't know if it was undiagnosed diabetes, but she's given me all this.
She had so many things before she went. It was
right.
It started with the lungs and then it just got worse.
Well, all
so
I can say is
case of shut down,
feeling, yeah, what I'm feeling. I'm not going to change it to the lungs. I know I'm in the lower back area on the left-hand side, but I got dehydration with it, so that's why I was saying it was the kidneys. But I've got to say that she's rabbiting on about who didn't do this right and who didn't do that right, and she's whinging about everything, whether it's when she was in hospital or whether it was afterwards, or all the distribution of everything, but people didn't do it right. That's her wording.
That is probably right, because when my granny passed, she just thought everybody was doing everything wrong. She was one of these ladies who, even at her own funeral, she would want to be sat in the corner making the orders, giving the orders out.
Apparently they couldn't get the right song, or they forgot the song was wrong.
Yeah, because she loved opera, and
they caught up. They didn't get the right song.
Nah, they didn't.
And did anybody notice something falling off a coffin or something falling over during the service? Because I reckon she knocked something over.
Yeah, someone put some very cheap, I'm not going to name the shop, but very cheap flowers on there, and they got knocked off.
Yeah, well, is it any wonder? I mean, she's sitting there completely disapproving, going, they can't even spend the right amount of bloody money on me. Oh, my God, what a send-off. Oh, I'm embarrassed. And I'm trying to whisper in her ear, it doesn't really matter.
No, because she'll be soon made up for it on her flipping grave.
Well, she'll be quite happy about that. But I've got the character of these two people, right? And the reason why these two people are bumbling around you, and the words are bumbling around you, is that, Sarah, you've got to get things right this time. I think they're referring to a fella or a relationship personally. Have you got to get it right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What have you done wrong this time, she's saying? You've done something wrong.
Probably gone backwards with somebody. Made a match up with somebody.
Her words are, you've got a bit of a gob on you at times, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you understand that? You've got a bit of a gob on you at times. You regret what you say after you've said it.
Yeah.
But the way that it's said, and remember these lot on the other side have the bigger overview than we do. They sometimes can see a little bit further than we can because we can't see around that blind bend. She's trying to say that it's not permanent damage, just give it time.
Yeah. Now, I think I've got it wrong what she meant. I know what she means now.
Right. Now, I've got grandfather back, and I know I've got grandfather back because I've got his gout in his big toe. So my big toe is killing me. I can only be gout. Unless he broke his big toe.
Yeah, because his son's got it now.
Ah. And I've got to say that this guy is emphasising his lack of health concern. Say, look, Sarah, you've got a wonderful chat. Oh, I know what he's saying. Hang on a minute. You are in the process, or you are on the road to another child or wanting a child?
Kind of wanting, but not anywhere near.
It's just that he's watched, actually, the way he was emphasizing was you need to focus and concentrate on your health. For when the baby arrives. That was his words. That's why I was like, I'm focusing on what he's saying here. I'm thinking, he's showing me obviously there's a child, so therefore you're going to resolve into the relationship, get the relationship right. When the relationship's right, the stork's going to deliver. That's the way that it's being said to me.
Oh, my God. That's really scary, because I was actually having a conversation with someone on the bus about that today.
Well, I wonder who's around you. I did say grandfather's around, didn't I? And he's trying to confirm it.
I would not be surprised in the least.
He's come earthbound because it's a darn sight easier than have to put up with her still on the other side.
Oh, yeah. Saying that, though, I can still see him now having a right barney between over a brick wall, quite literally.
Would have been two separate rooms. He'll be getting grief again for what he's just said to you, because it's like, you can't tell her that, you can't tell her that, you can't do that. That's not something you can say. But then there's no rules. He's preempting you, and sometimes preempts takes the stress and the pressure away.
Can I
leave you there with Sarah? Because I know I've got Sarah May in the background waiting to connect with you.
Okay.
And can I thank you for listening to me, Sarah?
That's quite all right, yeah.
Sarah, are you there?
Matt, I don't think I can add any two Sarahs here, Sarah. I don't think I can add anything to that, sweetheart. I mean, you had an absolutely lovely reading from Matt James, and I'd like to thank you so much for connecting. I know you tried really hard to get through with Skype, but it worked, didn't it?
Yeah, fine. I know it works now, so it's cool.
Okay, so what we can do, we can download that and have a listen back to it, and you'll have all the information that Matt's given to you. Okay, darling. And I'll probably see you in the future as well, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm doing a couple of the fairs you're doing, so.
Will that be good? So I'll see you there, darling.
All right,
okay,
take care,
thanks so much for calling in. Thank you, darling.
Bye.
There we go. Okay, now that was a lady that connected via Skype, and I know a lot of people are quite shy of doing that. And basically what you do is you get yourself a Blog Talk Radio account, www.blogtalkradio.com. You sign into it, and then you go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, all one word, and then you click on the show that you want to connect with, which tonight it's Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May. Go through to the link, and you will see on the right-hand side, if you want to call the host, this is the number, and it starts with 760. And right at the end of that number, there is a Skype button. And simply, it's free, you click on the Skype button, and you come through to the show. So I'd like to thank Sarah for doing that, and hopefully we'll get a few more through that way. Right, I do believe we have Delphine on the line. Are you there, Delphine?
Yes, I am.
Hello, my darling. Should we have a look and see what we've got with you? Was there anything specific that you wanted me to look at?
Yes, I wanted you to look at what do you see for me in terms of 2013 in terms of love and job.
Okay, let's have a look and see what we've got with you, sweetheart. I'll bring Spirit in first because I like to give a little bit of evidence that I know that I'm with you, and then I'll see if I can forecast and see what's going on with you. But I won't do that with cards. It actually comes to me, okay, and usually Spirit give it to me. Okay, darling. Right, I've got tummy ache here. So who was it that passed to the spirit world with stomach problems, or who around you has got tummy problems?
I don't know,
babe. Don't worry. It's quite sore and it feels inflamed, okay? So just hold on to that and I'll see if I can bring a little bit more through. I feel like I've got a lady with me and she's holding on to a tummy as though she's got something wrong with her tummy, okay? She may have had cramps or something like that. If you can't remember who it is, then just take the information that I'm giving to you. She's given me the month of February. I can see it flashing in front of me. And is this somebody's birthday or somebody's passing, sweetheart?
Yep, my grandmother.
Okay, did she have tummy problems, darling?
You know, I was too young, so I really don't know.
Okay, well, can I just say, I've got a feeling this is her. I feel a little bit doubled up. I feel very tender around my tummy, and she's just bringing that to me. Okay, she's telling me that she's all around you, and have you bought a new pen, or have you got an unusual pen, Delphine?
No.
I've got a pen. It's almost like I've got hearts on the pen. Have you got a pen that's got hearts on it, or is the one around you anywhere?
Not with hearts on it, nothing I can think of, no.
Okay, just take it then because that will come in somewhere with you. I can see a red pen with white hearts on it. So you may not have got it yet, but I can see it. Okay, has anybody hurt their right arm because my right arm's aching?
No. No.
Could be somebody this side rather than spirit side. Tender between my elbow and my wrist.
No.
Feel like I want to put it up in a sling as well. So has anybody damaged their arm and had to have their arm in a sling and the sling's been around the neck?
No.
Okay, just take it and let's see what else we can get with you. Okay, was there a job change with you around about the May time? Or were you thinking about changing your job in May?
No, I was just recently let go from a job, so.
Okay. Did you start the job in May?
The job in May? No,
Go on, darling.
Well, I mean, the job I was just let go of, I had the job for a while.
For a while, okay. Now, I've got to go back to that mailing around work. Was there something that you'd applied for that you didn't get, or were you thinking about changing jobs yourself around about that time, around about the summertime?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. And did you apply for something and you didn't actually get the job? Because I got a sense that I wanted to make change, but it didn't actually happen. And then I feel like I've given up a little bit.
I can't remember.
Okay, darling. It's almost like I feel like there was an opportunity for a new job and it didn't actually happen for you. And that's the feeling that I got around about the summertime. And they're giving me May time around that. Okay. Who's got the July birthday, Delphine?
July, my 4-year-old daughter.
Good. Okay. I wanted a positive link in with you. Okay. Who's into catering, cooking? Because I can see cooking and catering and somebody that would have done this for a job.
Cooking and catering. I have no idea.
I can just, have you considered going into it yourself?
Yes, I have. That's okay. When you said it,
I'm there. All right. Have you thought about having your own business and cooking and preparing food and doing functions?
Yes, I have. Yes. I have thought about that.
Okay. That's where I'm going here. I feel like you need to get yourself a job, firstly, to gain some money. Okay, so that's priority. And I think that will come in pretty quickly for you because I think you're good in interview and you're very clear and you're confident you're good at getting jobs. It may not be
the best. Do you know when?
Soon, but it's not going to be the kind of job that you would necessarily want. It's just something that's going to pay the bills for you, sweetheart. Okay. I feel that's coming end of December-ish, may have interviews soon, end of December-ish, beginning of next year. But I feel like you need to do some sort of a course or something to do with health and safety connected with starting up your own business and food, managing food, catering and functions. And that's where I would like to see you going next year. That's what they're showing to me. And I do feel the May month is pretty positive around this for you. So don't just, you're thinking about these things for a reason. I mean, I've thought about lots of things for a reason. They've actually materialized. So it's almost like it's your inner self telling you that this is going to come. All right? Now, who's Robert or Robbie around you?
Who?
Robert or Robbie.
I know a guy named Robert.
Is this a romantic connection with you?
No.
Oh, okay, darling. Just take that name then, because the game of the Robert and the Robbie. Okay. So that's your work. Let's just have a look at your romance. Is there a guy around you that you like?
No one at all yet.
Right. I feel there's somebody around you, around your area, around where you live. I don't feel that he's far away from you. He may be connected to a church. I don't know whether you go to a church, sweetheart, but he may be connected to some sort of church, okay? And my feeling is that he is around you, he's around your area, and obviously you're yet to meet him, but he's not far away. I want to say he's up to 10 minutes away if you're walking. He's not far away from you. I feel like he's a dark kind of guy. I feel like he is a proud man. I feel like I'm quite tall on my chest. Almost like my chest is out, okay? So I'm quite proud in stature and the way that I am, all right? He's got keys as well, and he's got a black car. So I want you to look out for the black car. And on the key ring, there's some sort of a shark's tooth or a rabbit's tooth or something like that on the key ring, on his key ring. So look out for this, because I get a sense that you'll see this. You may be a little bit shocked, but this is what you will see. And I feel like there's some sort of... Do you go to church, Delphine?
Yes, I do.
I feel like you're going to church and he's at church. Maybe he's been around you for ages and you've not really noticed him. And there may be a connection. I do feel he knows your family, or he knows off, you know, to speak to and say hello to. That's my feeling around this. And I want to give you the initial M around him. M. I haven't got his full name. Sometimes I give full names, but I haven't with this one. Do you know, I don't know if it's Marvin or something like that, or Melvin. Marvin or Melvin. But just look out for that name. Don't go thinking, I'm not going to see anybody because I want to be with a Melvin or a Marvin, because I've said it. I'd look more out for that key ring and that black car. Okay, but you're just naturally, almost like I feel like you stand together and maybe singing, I don't know what it is, and just naturally feel the warmth of somebody and look and think, oh, and it'll be very natural. Okay, so that's
where... when I'm at the young?
He's around you now, but when it actually comes in, I don't know. You know, you're probably going to go to church now and be looking around like an owl with your head, looking at everybody in the room. I just get a sense that he's around you. They're not telling me when he's coming in, but you know what? I don't really want to rush it with you for some reason. You need to get your work sorted. You need to feel stable at home. And then I feel it's coming in, because the last thing you want with a guy is him coming in when you feel really unsettled. Okay? So could be looking more into next year, sweetheart. But you know what they say, you usually find change of job, man, could actually come in at the same time with your second job that's coming in. But you'll be established with work, you know, with the work that you get. But May time, I feel, around your catering, we do need to do some sort of qualification. Okay, darling.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much for connecting in with us. And you can listen back, obviously, with the podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you for calling in. Are you still there, Matthew?
I certainly am still here.
Okay. Now, remember, Matthew, last week we were talking about, you know, as I was starting the 2-hour shows, that we're going to have a go at developing Mr. P and Mrs. P.
Yes, you did. I remember that very well.
You do? And we had really bad technical problems, didn't we, last week? But so this is why you come back on, because I didn't get a chance to work with you much.
No, that's right. It was, I got a maximum of 14 seconds of Skype, and then it would cut out for most of the show.
Oh, no, but you're back in now, and we're having a lovely, clear connection. After the hazards of the beginning of the show, we're absolutely fine now. Now, what I've done, Matthew, I'm going to bring them in a little bit. I have had Ken and Carol, Mr. P and Mrs. P, on Skype earlier. And what I tend to do personally when I develop people is I open up the chakras. So I've done this privately with them, because I didn't want to do it on air, because if other people decide that they're going to do it, they may leave themselves a little bit open, and I don't really want anybody to do that. So we've opened up the chakras, and they both experienced some lovely experiences in doing it, and we've got them ready to work. Okay. And Matthew, I thought it might be nice if they worked with you, if they tried to link in with you. Are you okay with that?
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Me being a guinea pig, yeah, and all that. That's not often I get a chance to even have anybody give me information. It's one of those scenarios where you do plenty of readings for other people, but how often do you get readings for yourself?
Oh, well, I can do your reading after, Matthew. So that'd be no problem at all. But Ken and Carol, are your mics open?
Yep, we're here.
Hello, Ken. Carol, are you there, darling?
Yes, I am.
Here they are, everybody. Now, this is very easygoing, very relaxed, no pressure whatsoever, all right? It's nerve-wracking when you go to your first group anyway, let alone doing it on the radio. but I can already feel, as I've connected with both of you, the energy has lifted. Okay, can you feel that, Matthew?
I certainly can. I've got energies in my solar plexus area and lifting to about the heart area, so there's certainly some work being done.
Matthew, I have exactly the same. My stomach is turning over, my heart feels very warm as well, so that's lovely. Now, Ken and Carol, we opened up your chakras, didn't we? And Carol, if we come to you first, how did you feel when the chakras were open?
A tingling sensation in my stomach and the top of my head.
Okay. And how are you feeling now?
Nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous, darling.
No need to be nervous. No need to be nervous at all.
No. Have you got any physical feelings at the moment? Are you still tingling, Carol?
I am, yes.
Okay, darling. And when we opened up your chakras, I just explained to everybody the chakras are 7 points in the body, which are energy points, and I lift them from the base upwards to open up, and they're around colours. And Carol, the colours that were most significant with you was the purple, wasn't it?
Yep.
Which is the crown chakra, which is really the spirit chakra, you know, where your fontanelle was as a baby, where spirit can come in. And that's what you saw quite clearly. And Ken, can we come over to you?
Yes.
Hello. Ken, how did you feel when your chakras were opened up?
Lighter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And was there any physical sensations with you?
Like a floating off. You just feel like a bird. You feel that much. I can't explain it.
It's, okay. When we were talking earlier, you said you felt happy and hyper.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. And the colours that you resonated with, Ken, were yellow and purple, yeah?
That's correct, yeah.
So yellow actually is your solar plexus. It's that area. And did you get any tingling or anything like that, or was it just this feeling of being hyper?
Yes, like I say, a feeling of hyper and lighter in the body.
Okay.
You know, it's all heaviness leaves you.
Okay. Ken, I have 3 mugs in front of me.
Right.
I want you to choose between 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Okay, 2.
Okay, now 2 is like a lime green colour. Yes, I've got some crazy mugs in my house. It's like a lime green colour, and it's a thick set mug. Okay? So you just focus in on that colour and focus in on Matthew. Now, I also know, Ken, that you were saying to me that you work well with pictures. Well, you can actually see Matthew's picture there, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, is there anything that you feel you want to say to Matthew? And I'll let you both work together.
Mm. I'm not getting nothing at the moment.
Anything you see in your mind, anything coming to you, can you see any people, or can you, have you got any words that you wouldn't be thinking of yourself?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. If I ask you, Ken, to give me a month in the year, looking at Matthew's picture, what would it be?
March.
March? And if I ask you to give me a number between 1 and 50, what would it be?
33.
Okay. And if I asked you to give me a lady's name, what would it be?
Marion.
Marion. Matthew, can you take any of that?
I can take all 3 bits of information, but they are not connected.
Okay.
I mean, the March is significant, yes. 33 certainly is significant. That's a significant number. And I can also take the name Marilyn as well.
Wow.
But they, like I say, all three are not connected.
They're all connected separately.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yeah.
But you can take them all. Okay.
Yeah.
Ken, could you name a song, maybe? Any song?
I got The Last Waltz for some reason. I don't know why.
Matthew?
Yeah, I without really making it fit, yeah, I could actually link The Last Waltz in to March. Now, March is significant because there's two people, two significant people with a March connection that links The Last Waltz as well.
Good. Okay.
I don't want to give too much information away because I don't want to feed Ken. I want Ken to be able to know he's established a connection. He's actually, in truth, established a very strong connection there.
Okay. So, Ken, you know you've established a strong connection. Say to Spirit, could you give me some more, please? In your mind.
I got a Jacqueline.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jacqueline.
Do you feel sad or happy or scared or how do you feel?
It's a warm feeling.
It's a feeling of love?
Yep.
Okay. Do you think it's you feeling this or do you think it's somebody in the spirit world?
I think this lady is in the spirit world, definitely.
Would you be able to talk to her? Or get an idea of sort of, you know, if you're sitting, where is she around you? Is she in front of you in your head or on your right or on your left?
Ken, who does this lady remind you of? Who are you thinking about at the moment in your family? Who are you thinking of specifically in your own family? Who are you being reminded of?
There's nobody I can think of in my family.
Okay, because sometimes when I make a connection, if you suddenly start thinking about, say, a brother or an uncle or a friend, it can be that your mind has been alerted to that's the connection that you've got with the person you're linking into.
Right, I see. Yep. You don't happen to know Jacqueline at all, no?
I don't know. Not strongly, no.
Okay. Could it have been a neighbour?
There is a neighbour as such on the other side, yes, but to tell you the truth, I don't know if the name Jackie is around that the person I'm thinking of, but there is a neighbour, a former neighbour on the other side, yes.
Right, and you're not sure of the name?
I'm not sure of the name Jackie. I can't. I can think of Jackies in my life that I've had connections with,
no,
but I can't think of a Jackie who's passed.
This is Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. I can't think of a Jacqueline who's passed.
Okay.
If you were looking up to the spirit world, Ked, would you say you've got a lady with you or a gentleman?
This is definitely a lady.
A lady. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Although, earlier on, before the show started, me and Carol did get a Jack.
Now, I can take Jack. There's a significance about Jack. I'm not one that advocates having guides, but I do have a Jack who does bring a lot of relations through, and I have recently found out probably who Jack is, and is indirectly related to the family. But there is definitely a Jack on the other side.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
There you go. Ken?
Yes.
Well done.
Matthew, could this possibly be two people?
Jack, most definitely.
Jack and Lynn?
Lynn. There could be a Lynn. I mean, there is such an extended family over there that there could well be a Lynn over there. It would have to be on a cousin vibration.
Right.
Okay, Ken, you've done fantastic. I'm going to ask that your friend...
Do you want me to give Ken the significance of what he was getting before?
Yeah.
Right, March. Both my parents who have passed, their birthdays were in March.
Mm-hmm.
33 is Chris, my wife's favourite number, and she's plagued by 33 everywhere.
Okay.
Marilyn, my uncle Alan, who is my mum's brother who's passed, his first wife was Marilyn.
Wow.
So you're pretty... There is a neighbour on the other side who passed who would be linked and around my parents. Jack is a friend of theirs who's passed.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Well, that's fantastic, Ken.
I think there, Matthew, because what I get here is a separation now between the because, like I say, me and Carol were both getting the name Jack before the show started. I think that there could be a separation there in that name between Jack and Lynn.
Yeah, there could well be a Lynn. I mean, I'm trying to remember on my mum's side there was a Lynn somewhere, and I think it would be one of my cousins, or it would be on that side of the family. There was a Lynn. Now I don't honestly know if Lynn's passed or not, because I'm not in strong connection with the family anymore.
Right, okay. Because the name came so quickly that obviously Jacqueline, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you're getting two people trying to talk to you at the same time.
That makes perfect sense, because Jack's significant, because a lot of the times I'm doing actual readings with clients, I'll hear in the back of my mind, Jack, I'm Jack, Jack's here, I'm Jack, and I've only literally found out about 4 days ago that a friend of my mum and dad presenting herself to me, and I had to check her obituary out in the Evening Gazette in the UK online, and I also found out that her husband has passed, and his name was Jack, and he was a friend of my mum and dad's.
Right.
Lovely. Listen, Ken. Ask them to stand back now, because we need to get Carol in and get Carol to have a go, okay?
Right, okay.
We've done fantastic there, considering
well
you're on
done,
the radio.
Ken, that was...
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it,
I think
Matt?
You need a round of applause, Sarah.
Shall we?
I think we need to.
I didn't hear you clapping, Matt.
No, I thought you had... Have you not got it as a built-in sound?
Ken might have one, but he can't give himself a round of applause.
No.
It wouldn't be right. Okay, should we go over to Carol? Carol.
Hiya.
Hello, darling.
Hiya, Carol.
Hiya.
Okay, Carol. So choose between 1 and 3 for me, sweetheart.
3.
Red. You've got the colour red, and that's the colour that you're working with. Okay. And I presume you can see Matthew's picture as well.
Yep.
So link into Matthew's picture. You've had a head start because you already heard his voice, and we work a lot on the voice vibration. Okay. Now, could you give Matthew maybe a flower?
A rose.
Okay. What colour rose, Carol?
Pink.
Lovely. And could you give... What else can we do? What else can you give to him? A day in the month.
A day in the month?
Yeah, any day in any month.
Friday.
Could you give me the the Friday's there, but you give me a number of a date. It's my fault, I didn't say it properly. A date in the month between 1 and 31.
28.
Lovely. And could you give him a month?
September.
Okay. Do you want to, Matthew, anything there with you?
The 28 is very significant, but if you link it to the March that Ken gave me previously, that was my dad's birthday, the 28th of March.
Okay, fantastic.
The pink roses is possibly significant as well when it links to my mum, who's also passed, because she loved pink roses. Now,
okay.
September, I would have to. Nothing significant comes to mind with September.
Okay. Carol?
Yeah?
Could you give me a lady's name beginning with E? I don't know whether I'm going the right way here, Matt.
Okay.
E, a lady's name beginning with E, Carol.
Elaine?
Okay. Did you take that, Matt?
I can actually take Elaine, yeah, because that'll be my wife's... That's the name of my wife's sister who's passed. But the initial E... Funny you should pick E as well, because that is significant. But
okay.
Elaine's significant as well.
Okay, so, Carol, is there anything you want to say? Anything you feel?
Yep. The name Margaret...
Yeah, that's significant.
Okay.
And I also have a song.
Okay.
The song is called Jolene.
Which is it's like a Western, isn't it? It's a country and Western.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Margaret is significant. Yeah, if you link Margaret to Elaine, Margaret is my wife's living sister.
Ah.
Jolene, country and western. I can't at this moment think what the significance is, but it's one of those things where your mind kind of goes blank when you receive an information, and when you think about it later, you think, of course. So I won't dismiss Jolene.
Okay. If you're linking to somebody in spirit, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see anybody?
I can see a man.
Okay. What does he look like?
He looks like an Indian.
That's very significant. And if Chris is listening to this, she will realise the significance. Do you mean the dark skin? Dark colour? A tan complexion?
Yeah.
Okay, that's linked to Elaine and Margaret as well, and to Chris and the wife, who is obviously going to be listening.
Oh, Chris. Anything else you can say, Carol, or do you feel you need to say anything?
Yes. Now, this might sound a bit daft, but Big G Sitting Bull?
What's that? Sorry, I missed that then.
Big G Sitting Bull.
Yeah, that is very significant because we've got a picture of, we did have a poster of him, it's currently in the garage, so that is of significance.
Okay. Built the muscle, Carol.
I'm thinking of things loosely, but I'm obviously, it's the things that spring to mind that,
yeah.
that this is obviously giving me an impression of.
Yeah.
Because I am seeing this man, as I say, Indian, and he's dressed in a feathered headdress.
Okay. You see, Chris's late father, he had a very, very dark complexion, and I mean, he did have a little bit of a Native American look with his skin. And it wouldn't surprise me that her father's making an appearance here because mentioning Elaine and Margaret, his daughters.
Okay.
Because, I mean, those names are absolutely spot on, Elaine and Margaret.
Yeah, together. Any more, Carol?
Yes. Are you having any health problems at the moment?
House problems in what way?
No, health problems.
Health. Sort of. I mean, my health is average to fair at most of the time. But do you have anything specific there, Carol, that is obviously you're linking into?
Are you having any problems with your stomach?
That is significant, my stomach, Carol. You're right on the nail there.
Well done.
Okay. Well, you need to go and see somebody about it.
Well, to explain, I mean, I had a colon removal many, many, many years ago, and about 9 years ago, and I've got an internal, instead of having an external pouch, I've got an internal one, and obviously you've got problems with digestion at times and with sugar absorption and salt absorption, et cetera, just to give you a brief insight how accurate you were linking into the stomach.
Wow. Well, Carol, well done. Round of applause. They're both fantastic, don't you, Matt?
I think they've done absolutely awesome, to tell you the truth, considering the pressure of working on a voice vibration on a radio.
Yep. Well done, both of you. Carol, if you want to ask your people to stand back, and what I would be doing with you after the show is closing down your chakras with you, because the way that we work is we open up and we close down. And for anybody out there, and Carol and Ken, don't be opening them up on your own until you're absolutely ready to do this, okay? But we'll do this every week. Well done, both.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I feel great.
There we go. So if you want to mute and have a little bit of a chat, and then Matt and I will continue. I do believe we've got a V on the line. Are you there, V?
Impressed. This is incredible. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Matt, are you okay to link in here, sweetheart?
Yeah, with V. Yeah. Hi, V.
Hi, my dear. I love the accent. It's just fabulous.
Thank you. Yours isn't too bad either. It's funny that the Americans love the British accent and the Brits love the American accent.
I am not an American, although I am flattered that you feel that way, but thank
it
you.
Sounds
but
not. It sounds that accent. Why do I get an American connection with you?
I live in the U.S. I've been living here for the past 21 years of my life. So.
That's why I've got an American connection. My apologies. It's just straight away. I did get U.S. with you.
Sure, because I live here, and I love the U.S., by the way. I am just curious to see what you pick up regarding career and love.
Right. The first thing I want to do, V, to make a connection for you is I want to go to your mum's side. I want to go to your mum's mum, obviously your grandmother. I want to actually link her to you as quite a gentle, soft-hearted kind of soul.
Yes, she was a very, very amazing support for me, and I am so happy that she was in my life during my childhood.
Well, I've got to actually say that just because she's out of a physical body doesn't mean that you still don't have her consciousness around you.
I think of her very often, yes.
Yeah, well, obviously she must think of you, because this is the first connection that I actually got. Now, I am being told to tell you that you've got to stop stressing. Stressing. You're stressing. You're concerned. You're overly concerned. You've got to stop stressing.
Okay, I can do that.
Right. Now, there is reference to either you have a number of flights to make, and plane flights to make, or you are a little bit nervous about those flights. Do you understand this flying that you have to do?
No, I wanted to go visit my parents this holidays, but given my reality with my career that is right now non-existent and I'm trying to find a new position, I find it irresponsible to leave on a holiday.
Right. I feel that she is showing me the nerves, the stress, and the flights relate to you flying out, flying interstate for interviews, for job interviews. That would explain the nervousness when you get on those flights.
Okay.
So there is a number of internal flights to make for job interviews. The way that it's been shown to me is you're pretty much dressed up, very presentable. You've got to be very presentable when you go for these jobs. It might only be an hour's flight. It might only be 2-hour flight or however long they are. But they keep referring. Are you getting any connection with the Sunshine State, with California at all? Because I keep seeing this Sunshine State.
I live in California, and I love California.
Okay. So I know that I know they know what they are talking about. So for you to have to go out of state for a job, it would be the last thing that you would want.
Yes, absolutely. But then again, I'm open. I mean, I think Washington sounds appealing, D.C.,
What about NYC? What about New York State? Because I actually saw NYC, so I don't know. That's more than a couple of hours flight, I know, but there is a reference to NYC.
If that's where I'm supposed to go, I'm open to spirit.
Right. I am aware that you need to be business-minded. You need a business qualification. You need a business management qualification. You need some kind of project team leader qualification. You need to be answering directly to a director. This is the sort of level that they actually want to put you.
Yes, I'm an executive administrator support, and I am looking for a good executive that will want an assistant.
Okay. Now, what they're also saying is do you have any stress on your arms? Like, do you have like a repetitive strain injury, or did you ever get any whiplash or any problems with a car? Because I'm from my fingers to my shoulders on both arms seem to be sore here.
No, I do have something that has been bugging me lately on my shoulders, on both of my shoulders, but I believe it's because of my constraint with my underclothing.
Right. I'm aware what they're showing me is that you need to, let me get the right words. I don't want to say exercise more to imply on the radio that you're unhealthy because you're not. She wouldn't say it like that, but you need to exercise more to release whatever this tension is.
Yeah, I can see that. And definitely, I guess right now, seeking for a new career opportunity can be quite stressful, especially since I'm the sole care and provider for my son.
Yeah. Now, she's also going on to the vein that I know when somebody's a little bit self-conscious or a little bit lacking in self-confidence and they've had a little bit knockbacks as far as relationship goes, she's trying to emphasize that what you think you see in the mirror isn't how other people see you. So what you have to do is you've got to work on your self-image and believe in yourself more.
Okay, I can definitely work on that.
Now, I believe that you were either or are good at swimming because there's a reference to you diving into a pool. I don't know if you're doing it for pastime or you're doing it for exercise, but somebody's showing you diving into a pool.
Not quite sure if it's metaphorical or it's actual literal, but I do know how to swim and I can dive for sure, but I am not quite sure that.
I want to actually take it as actual.
Okay.
I want to take it as actual that maybe what you are being asked to do is do some more swimming.
I've been thinking about joining a health club.
Right, and make sure there's a swimming pool because this lady is trying to emphasize this. Now, are you the one with the dark hair, almost the black, jet black hair?
No, I have brown hair all my life.
Who has the dark hair? Is that a sister? Is that somebody related to you?
My sister. No, my sister. My sister and my son.
Right. Your sister, because it's a female I'm looking at, I'm kind of hoping that there is going to be a good connection between the pair of you. There's going to be a good connection. There has to be a good connection here.
Thanks, God. It's my only sister, and I try for that, to always have that. Unfortunately, she's not very open.
Yeah, well, somebody's actually said that she's got to cut the BS out, the bullshit out, your sister. She's got to be completely firm and honest here.
Yeah, I think she just she just blames me for silly things, but I still love her and adore her.
It's her own issue with her relationship. I feel the relationship she's in, and what was the relationship like with your father, or you're with your father, because it's being emphasized here, with your sister, you, and father.
Well, my father adores me. I was the first child, and I was the only granddaughter.
Fine with you, but what about the relationship between your father and your sister? Is there any tension in that triad at all?
Absolutely, a very strong tension. My father is just has always been very elusive and explicit in his admiration for me and his respect and his love and so on. And he can go on and on for hours about me, and she resents that.
Right, because I understand now where the tension is. It's been emphasized by this grandmother. She's obviously looking at it, and she's going, that can be easily fixed, you know.
I have tried to acknowledge my father that it'll be nice for him to be elusive of her as well. Unfortunately, his statement is that she hasn't accomplished much really to be elusive.
Right. Well, it's obviously being worked on. Now, as far as your work situation goes, they're taking me through January. I'm seeing a calendar here, and I'm seeing January, February, March. I'm going into March, April. I'm going into that period there, as you are then fretting, biting your nails, waiting to hear from a job opportunity. By July, they're very much certain that you will be in a different position.
Well, I hope I find a job sooner than that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to use that as the outside, and that's a timeline. It's you may well have had an interview before that date that they've not shown to me.
Okay, fair enough.
A gentleman who passed who had some sort of brain tumor or some sort of something, some cancer going on in his head area?
No, I cannot think of anybody. I can only think of two friends who were close to me and died, but one of them, I believe he committed suicide and I was very close to him. And the other friend of mine...
The only reason why I asked was I suddenly got the physical symptom, like there was something pushing out from in the brain area, like a growth or some sort of pressure on the brain, because I was just feeling somebody was... What I was going to say with that message was that it's very much a word I use. It's all about chillaxing, chilling and relaxing, and just trying to live in the now. With you.
Okay. I can take the message, whomever that might be.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to actually let Sarah continue the message, see if Sarah's got anything, because I know I've said all that Spirit's going to give to you via my connection. So I'm going to thank you, V, for listening to me and to the radio. And I just hope that what's been given to you has been a help.
Thank you so much. I'm very grateful.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Matt. That's absolutely lovely. He's given you so much. I don't know what he's given you, so I'll just come in on a fresh link with you, V, if that's okay with you, sweetheart.
That's fine. If you don't get anything for love or for career, I'm grateful already.
Right, okay. As I link in with you, my teeth are tingling and my throat's tingling and my mouth's really tingling and it's gone numb. Okay. Did anybody have a problem with their gums or their teeth or anything in that area?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. They're aching. It's almost like my teeth are really aching. Now, I get that when I feel really poorly. But just take that and just see if you can place it, sweetheart. Okay.
Maybe my mother.
Is my mother.
No. Thanks, God. She's still here.
Has she got chest problems as well? Because I feel like my chest is quite tight.
She has complained that sometimes she gets some form of pain when she reaches down.
Okay, because they're just letting me know about that. I get a John linking with you, V. Do you know a John at all, sweetheart?
I had an ex-boyfriend named John, but it was a very short-lived, and now somebody that I am in contact with.
And you, were you saying that you wanted to know something about, you know, what's happening to you with love?
Yes, I've been single all my life.
Ah, okay, because for some reason I've brought up John. So that, usually when I brought up an ex, I usually tend to go into a bit of a love reading with you. I know you're saying you've been single all of your life, but I don't feel that you haven't had relationships. Do you understand, sweetheart?
I have been in love, and some have been in love with me, but has never manifested in anything beyond a boyfriend, girlfriend.
Okay, darling. I feel very dry in the mouth here as well, so I don't know who this is. Let me just see who else I've got here with me. I've got a gentleman here with me, sweetheart, and he's pinching my nose, or he's pinching his nose. Really silly thing to do, but that's what I'm doing, pinching my nose three times. So I don't know whether anybody did that to you. I know that sounds really silly, but that's the sensation that I'm getting.
Not at this moment.
Okay. I'm still pinching my nose, so I should just continue doing it like a crazy woman. Right, where am I going with you, gentlemen? Okay. Where's the link in April with your sweetheart with birthdays or passings?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
The link in April with birthdays or passings.
Passings. I believe my uncle died on April.
So it's the uncle. Was there something about his nose? Did he...
No, not that I'm aware of. Unfortunately, he died of partying a little bit too much. He was a happy guy.
Oh, did he have a red nose then? I'm pinching the end of my nose. I don't know why, but let me see why I'm doing that. I'm also aching all over here, so I don't know what happened to him, but I feel like I'm aching around my shoulders, my arms, and my hands. I do feel a little bit swollen as well, okay? I feel like I've swollen up.
I don't know. I mean, I know he died of drinking a little bit too much. Like I say, he was a happy guy for
alcohol.
Sure. He lived his life to the max.
Okay, so that's why I feel swollen, because I do feel that he bloated, and he's just telling me about this.
He was very close to me, by the way. He was closer, I mean, just as close as a dad.
Yeah. Okay. Right. He showed me an old-fashioned typewriter. Okay, you know, one that nothing to do with computers. I don't think we'd even see one nowadays. He just showed me an old-fashioned typewriter. He didn't write at all, did he, V?
No, he did. He was an administration for the government, actually. So,
did he have one of these old-fashioned typewriters?
Yeah, he probably did. Yes.
That's it then, because I'm writing and I'm typing. Okay, because he's just showing me that. Okay. He's telling me that he's with you in February as well, so I'm wondering if there's a special occasion around about the February time for you.
No, that I can think of at this moment.
Right. Wait for one to come up then. Okay. I want to give you the 21st of February. All right.
I hope that's when I get a job.
Let's have a look. Now, I'm more in a love vibration with you, sweetheart, than I am a job at the moment. I get a sense of something around love, okay? I give you the name David. I don't know why, but I give you the name David and want you to either park that for the future or just acknowledge it as though you do know him. He's showing me a door opening here, and this door is like, it's completely wooden door. It's like a hardboard door, and it's a very plain door. So it does look to me like it's an office type of door and not a door that you would have in your house, okay? He's giving you white roses. I don't know if these are relevant with you, but he does want to give you some white roses, sweetheart. I don't know if you like these, but he's giving you some white roses, or somebody may give you some. So just watch out for that to come in.
Okay.
Okay. And did he limp, or has somebody got a limp? Because I feel like I'm limping.
No, my grandmother wasn't able to walk at all.
Ah, so she's probably here as well. I've got a strong May link with you as well. Is it birthdays or passings around about the May time?
No, that I'm aware of.
Okay, just have a think about that, because I've got, unless it's the name May, M-A-Y, May, but I do feel I've got that in capital letters. Okay, come on, bring this man in. I'm informally introduced to somebody, is my feeling, around meeting somebody. I do feel it's next year. I feel it's around about the February time.
Perfect. I definitely look forward to that.
I think 2013 is really, you know, this is the year to look forward to maybe romance and the right kind of job that you need, you want to get into. I don't feel that you should just go into anything. I know you probably need the finances, sweetheart, but I think you'll be quite specific about the line of work that you would want to get into. Do you understand?
Perfect. I've been told that I will find my final calling through this period that I'm going through right now. So I hope it opens up. I'm open for sure.
Okay. I get a pool associated around work, so watch for the pool coming in around work.
Okay, I guess that goes associated with what he just told me about the diving.
Okay, I can't remember what Matt said, to be honest with you, because I've gone into my own train of thought. So just take that pull around the work situation as well, sweetheart.
Well, sounds fun.
I do feel like I want to surround you with blankets, almost like keep you warm and bring you a lot of love, okay? I do want to bring you a lot of motherly love. I just feel like there's just so much motherly love around you, but this more than likely comes from your grandmother, sweetheart.
Yes.
She does give me number 17 as well around you. So is 17 relevant?
No, the 16 is my birthday. So maybe on the 17 is when I normally get acknowledgement.
We'll just look out for the 17 anyway. We'll think about the 17. Because she's actually showing me number 17. She's not showing me number 16. She's also almost like I want to eat honey. So I don't know whether somebody's partial to honey. But I feel like I could put the spoon in the jar and eat it neat. Okay, because she's shown me a jar of honey. Okay. Is this anybody around you that likes the honey bee?
I am a big fan of honey.
Okay, so that's you, sweetheart. Is it lavender honey?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, but do you buy different varieties?
Yes.
Yeah, because I can see lavender honey here, and that you know, you're obviously you're very partial to it. She just showed me about this honey, and the honey is the sweetness in life that we need to bring to you. But you sound very calm, very relaxed, very easygoing, and, you know, accepting of your life in the way that it is, which is really lovely. Because there's so many needy people out there that are quite pushy.
No. I have learned now, it's been a 2-year period that I got to meditate and reflect on what surrendering means. And it's not giving up. It's just pretty much putting them to a higher source and just being okay with it. And I've been accepting and being humble.
Oh, lovely. Exactly. That's the way that I try and look at things as well, sweetheart. And I just think that's perfect. I hope you got a lot from your readings tonight.
I definitely did. I hope that soon they manifest that love and that great job.
I do too for you, sweetheart. And I'm sure Matt does as well. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Darling.
I'm very grateful.
Okay, you're lovely. Thank you. Bye,
ciao.
Darling. Oh, ciao, lovely. Oh, what a lovely lady, Matt.
She was, definitely.
Beautiful voice. Beautiful. We've got one last caller in, I think, Matt, and this is John. Are you there, John?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. I was
good.
Listening to the show and taking it all in.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay, John, is there anything specific that you want us to look at for you, or do you want us to just link in?
Just link in.
Okay, I'm going to go first with this, Matt, if you want to come in on the end of it.
That's fine.
And then we'll call time and we'll finish up. John, I feel a little bit nauseous and a little bit sick around my tummy. Okay, so does somebody have problems with their digestion?
I believe that's my brother.
Okay. Is he spirit side or earth side, John?
He's on this side.
Okay. Because often spirit tell me about the people that are here. Don't know what's going on there, but it feels like it's really queasy around my tummy, but very, almost like I've got really bad indigestion in my chest as well. So it's not very comfortable, and they're just telling me about that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been waiting to hear from somebody, John? Because I get a sense that you've lost contact with somebody and you're waiting to hear from them.
Well, I'm kind of like in a dark place or something right now in my life. And what I mean by that is I've gone through a nasty breakup, and I just recently moved out to Kansas to visit my brother that you were just speaking about in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just kind of like just really scattered right now.
I can imagine. Okay. Because, you know, you'd want to, if you're coming out of a relationship and you're going to visit somebody, you'd rather it would have been on a more upbeat, optimistic sort of level. But unfortunately, it isn't. So just let's have a look at this. Now, your sort of lady that you've broken up from, are you waiting for some sort of communication from her? Is there something that she hasn't done which has held you back?
Well, at one time I was looking for some communication with her and stuff, and I tried to communicate, but to no avail. And so I decided to just cut that cord and move on.
Good. Okay. It's just that I feel there's paperwork to be finalized or something to be finalized between the two of you, and that's more that's holding you back than actually the memory of her and the thought of her coming back to you. If I give you the name Karen, John, does this mean anything to you?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's okay. Karen's going to come in somewhere because they've given it to me to give to you. I feel like I've got a lady here in the spirit world and she prays. She's got her hands together and she prays. So is there a religious lady around you?
That could possibly be my mother.
Okay, because my hands are truly together and they're held by my chin and I feel like I'm saying my prayers. I may have even had some sort of a chain with a cross on it or maybe even a rosary, something like that, and I'm not too sure whether you've got that. Okay. She is showing me a book as well, almost like I feel you could read at the moment and reading would help you because you need to sort of fill your brain, your mind with some positive things. So if you could pick up some positive books, she's just shown me some books and she's shown me the library around you as well. Have you been thinking about doing this?
Oh, yes. I do a lot of reading. I'm in school right now and I do a lot of researching on my classes and stuff.
Ah, so that's that then. So that is helping you because it's something that's almost like giving you something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know you've moved to Kansas, and I know your brother's poorly, and I do feel he's coming back out of hospital and all will improve there. But my feeling is that you're going to move again.
Yes, that is my plan, to move again as soon as my brother get better and I get my funds and stuff together, and then I was going to move on to another area, not go back home, but move to another area.
They're giving me within 2 months. Now, listen, John, I'm going to give Matthew 2 minutes, Matt.
Okay.
You can link in for 2 minutes, and I'll call in when we're finished. John, I'm going to pass you over to Matt because he might have something valuable for you, sweetheart. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Hi, John. I know I've got a grandfather here. I know it's a 50-50, but I'm feeling I'm on father's side. It is an admiration for your resilience here and your determination in getting through all the issues and the barriers that you've actually had over the last couple of years. That's the strength of the message here. It's all about you not giving up or giving in. Can you place that gentleman for me, John? Would you have known your dad's dad?
I can't, not right off. I can't.
But what's been, do you understand the message about being resilient and not giving in and managing to actually see things through when you didn't think that you were going to see things through? I mean, at the moment, what's being said to me is that you're through the worst. You're very much through the worst.
Okay. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. I feel like I have gone through a whole lot, and I've often wondered and stuff, you know, when is this going to come to the end and stuff, you know, and the type person that I am, I won't give up. I just will not give up, you know.
And the overwhelming emphasis here, John, is that they're placing you in about March, April in an entirely different place, an entirely different vibration. They're reckoning that by then you will certainly have contemplated a move, or there will have been movement with a property. There's also this emphasis of definitely finalizing things where study is concerned, and there seems to be a lot of loose ends that need to be tied up where it comes to any writing or writing projects that you've got. You've got to finish things off before you go on to a new project. That's what's been given here.
Okay. Yeah.
Your energy seems to be dispersed. It seems to be on a lot of things. It's not on one specific thing.
Yes, correct. That's what I was meaning by I'm kind of scattered right now. And
now my understanding as well is that an ex-partner is most definitely not coming back. You've got that insight, you've got that instinct, you know that angle of your life, that part of your life, that door is actually closing. But what they're actually saying is you are sufficiently licking your wounds at the moment, you don't realize how soon you are actually going to actually meet another individual. I actually believe you are talking to a lady now that you don't realize the significance of in your life.
That's interesting.
That's the wording that there is. There's a lady friend or a lady connection that I don't want you to suddenly look at all the ladies in your life and think, is this the one? Is this the one? That's not the purpose of that information. The information is being given that you don't realize the significance of a connection that you've made.
Okay.
Because you're not in a state of mind to actually recognize the signs yet.
I must agree with that. I really do. I really do. I must agree with you on that one.
Your mind is anywhere but, because if you suddenly started about thinking about romance again, you'd be going, I'm going to get hurt again. Oh, I don't want to go there. Oh, I don't want to go through all that again. Oh, I don't want to do the dating game again. Oh, do I think I want to go through all that? That's a defense mechanism, and the defense mechanism's there to try and get the rest of your life in order.
Yes, that is exactly what I've been really focusing on since my birthday and stuff. You know, I kind of like just been focusing on getting my life in order and stuff. And that is a part of it, but it's not necessarily a priority one just yet.
Yeah. Okay, now, there was mention of two potential job options for you. Have you got you've got teaching qualification, and have you got anything about the medical profession around you?
No, I don't. Like I say, I am in school, and I'm in the IT field, and I was thinking
of... You can teach or train, because teacher trains here.
Okay.
And then there is this reference to maybe you're considering an alternative form of healing, something holistic. Maybe that is something that you are going to seriously consider a little bit further down the line, because that's the way that I've actually seen you releasing other people's burdens.
I'm going to have to call time on that. I'm ever so sorry,
okay,
Matt.
Sarah.
John, Matt, you're fantastic. John, thank you so much for calling into the show. We'll definitely have Matt back on. You might find him on other Mike Spirit shows as well. And thank you so much, John. And listen back for your reading on the podcast. Okay.
I sure will.
Matthew. Thank you, John. Matthew, thanks ever so much.
It's a pleasure. I'm glad it really worked this week, that we didn't have the technical issues of last week.
We had a few at the beginning, but it managed to work in the end. But I'd just like to say thank you very much to Matthew James and www.matthewjamesmedium.com. And for everybody that's listening out there and took part in the show, good night, good afternoon, and thank you.
An old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. God,
for listening to the show. Sarah is available on Facebook. Just search Medium Sarah May, or you're welcome to follow on Twitter at May Sarah May. To book your personal one-to-one reading with Sarah May, visit her website at www.sarahmaypsychic.com or simply email maysarah58@googlemail.com or add her to Skype, Sarah May Psychic. Until next week, remember to live, love and laugh, and take good care.